Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing today?
It's a big old land with...
What you thinking? Hard not to be...
Oh, we are doing this.
Hard not to be perplexed, I think is the word I would use.
God.
About what's going on. Can you hear me, Kev?
There you are.
I said,
gotcha.
Perplexed is the word that I'm using.
Oh, very good, very good.
Hey. For what has happened in Maine. Mostly because these are not unusual. And whenever they happen, you sort of say, oh, here we go again. Right? The worst part of this is 22 dead. By some reports, another 60 or so shot and injured, hospitals overwhelmed, have not even found the suspect yet. There's a manhunt underway for him. And already, we have people trying to advance a political agenda. Happens every time. Makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
A whole host of new laws will be proposed. Yeah. When the laws we have on the books are not enforced, prime example, this individual was in a mental hospital for 2 weeks this summer.
Oh, yeah.
And still had access to the weapon or weapons that he used in this case.
Should we talk about the 12-year-old boy among the seven killed in Chicago last weekend, 22 hurt? At least five people killed, 22 others hurt. Weekend shootings across Chicago. Is that qualify as mass shootings too, or is it only important when one person does it and he's crazy and he has one of those scary rifles? You know, it's amazing. All of a sudden, the war in the Middle East doesn't matter. It's all about the manhunt for this guy and who this guy is and who he was and what he knew. And it's like he's a lunatic. That's what he is. He's a lunatic that somehow got himself on a weapon, got his hands on a weapon, and did what lunatics do. The gun didn't do it.
If somebody plopped out of the universe from Mars and said, what's this all about, how would you explain it? Why does this happen?
Because some people are absolutely insane. And it wouldn't matter if he had an assault rifle or an assault bat or an assault knife or an assault van. Or an assault, I don't pick anything you want to commit an assault with or a murder. Insane homicidal people, maniacs, do those things. And yeah, can you do more of it with the type of weapon he got his hands on? Absolutely. Is it a good idea to take those all away or make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to take care of lunatics like that when law enforcement might not be available? I would say yeah. I'd say, yep, that's probably a good idea to not mess with the good guys, the good people that have, you know, every right to defend themselves. My take, anyway.
Yeah, I would say this to somebody that says, how do these happen? Why does this happen? It's pretty basic to understand there's good and there's evil, right? And
yep.
When you have someone hell-bent on, in this case, going to two, some people think three different locations, not exactly sure. There was the bowling alley, the bar, And then there's another report of like a Amazon warehouse or distribution center of some kind. Amazon said last night that a shooting did not happen on their property, so I don't know if it was in the parking lot or what, or if that's connected or completely separate or whatever. But this person was intent on taking a weapon and killing people in mass. This is what he wanted to do. That is someone that is evil, that has a stone-cold heart. And in a free society, you're going to have people that do that. So what can you do? Be alert. Protect yourself. Do whatever you can. We have a lot of laws on the books concerning people who have mental health issues owning firearms.
Well, you know, so, that too, Scott, and I think that
start enforcing those.
You've got to come into the lack of value, people, of life that life has. Other people, they just, it's like, yeah, take a life without even thinking about it. Whether you're, whether you're shooting up a neighborhood in Chicago and a 7-year-old child dies because of your actions, and you know, is that person any more, you know, ill or wrong or crazy than this lunatic that did this by himself? You know, no regard for life. And to me, that goes back to faith, my friend. It's sad and so tragic that we've gotten to this point.
And, again, I think we're kind of saying the same things in different ways.
Right. I agree.
A lack of faith is how you end up with a stone-cold heart.
Bingo. Yep.
And this is a crisis of the heart more than it is a gun crisis.
Exactly what I'm saying.
It's not about the weapon.
Regard
it's
for about life, for heart, for soul, for, yeah.
Right. And thankfully, the vast majority of people we call neighbors, we call Americans, have a high value on life. Don't do things like this. But as you say, whether it's Chicago on any given weekend, or it's Lisbon, Maine, last night, there are stone-cold hearts. There are evil. So what can you do? What should you do? What prevents future mass shootings like this, or a weekend in Chicago of killing? What's the fix? I'd say first, enforce the laws that exist. How many of these shooters, like in Chicago or the major cities of the world, how many of them have had run-ins with the law and been let loose again? How much could we prevent by actually enforcing the laws we have and incarcerating these people when they do that? In the case of what we do know about the shooting in Maine, it'd be as simple as saying, clear mental health issue, 2 weeks in a mental institution, still had guns. That's illegal. That's wrong. Better enforcement. How do we catch that? How do they not slip through the cracks? That's where my mind goes. It doesn't go to what I believe is really, I don't know how to be charitable about this, but it is sick that people would use the death of innocent bystanders to somehow advance
political nonsense.
A political agenda.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Political nonsense. It's nonsense.
That's sick.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah.
You're using, and we don't even have the guy yet.
Yeah.
We don't even have him. They want more laws, is what they want, and they want to blame the gun.
Weapons of war.
Predictable. So predictable. A couple of comments here. Welcome, by the way. It's 701. 271-1100, our telephone number. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Let's go to Maine, Minnesota, and Mike. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, the most dangerous place in America right now is getting between a Democrat and a TV camera and shouting more gun laws.
Yeah, there will be.
Loud. You are right. It is evil. It's just pure evil. It's a tragedy what happened to these people. But this guy here, somebody, I don't know, somebody should be responsible somewhere, knowing that this guy was a trained man from the military threatening to do all this. They should have done something sooner with this guy, but they let it slide and they let him go. And this is the end result, unfortunately.
Yeah, at a minimum, learn from that. Where was this ball dropped? What happened? How did it happen? Because, again, we have a law for that.
Yeah, really. And you were right. Predictability. There's Joe Biden right out there. More gun laws. They're beating the drums. They're trying to push it again. And I just don't understand this guy. No sympathy for the people who lost loved ones or any words of encouragement for them or anything. We'll pray for you or whatever. No. More gun laws. That's it. No sympathy for anybody. It's kind of like he has got the old me, myself, and I. And that's it.
Yep.
Great points, Mike. Appreciate your call. Craig and Moorhead, you're next up. Some text rolling in here as well. 701-271-1100. How do you explain this to someone?
You know what's funny, too? Where's Biden? Where are they every weekend on clearly people that have guns that shouldn't have guns in Chicago, in D.C., in Philly? I mean, hello?
Yeah. Rampant crime with the strongest gun laws in America. Figure that out. More after this.
Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We have two seats left in our trip to New York City, November 28th through December 3rd. My wife Maria and I hosting a trip of our listeners, 8th annual listener trip to New York City, and we're going to see it all, folks, including Fox and Friends, Fox News Channel, and be in the studio audience for Gutfeld. How's that sound like some fun? Plus, you'll see all the great sights, great shows, Rockettes, Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall, Hamilton on Broadway. Great meals, great fun. We travel together. And the big, right, nice motor coach.
Hamilton, yeah. And you're doing the Rockettes. Okay. Ed Gutfeld, all right there.
Exactly right. We have two seats left.
That's it.
The deadline's Monday, so one couple left to go. So if you've been thinking about this, today's the day. This likely will go today. But one pair of tickets left for New York City. Go to am1100theflag.com to find out all the information. Or you can call Jason at Group Travel Planners at 952-898-3478, extension 228. One more time, if you're writing that down, 952-898-3478, extension 228. All right? Craig in Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, this summer we could have had a catastrophe in downtown Fargo, except there was a hero cop to stop it. Garland comes to town. We have one picture of the guy, the killer, and no other information. Now, I find that very suspicious. Now we find out we have, 24 servicemen that have been injured over by Israel, and the Biden administration is covering it up. I don't trust our government anymore. What the hell is going on? We better be aware.
Don't trust this government.
Biden said yesterday that Iran, if you do this again, there'll be a price to pay. I'm like, do it again? They just did it.
Yeah, exactly. How's
that for a message of weakness?
Nip it in the bud.
You're attacking our bases, and you've injured 24 military members. That's outrageous. And you're right. They kept that hush-hush. Media had to unearth the fact that there were injuries. Some of them, you know, traumatic brain injury and, I mean, serious injuries. Attacking our bases in Iraq and Syria. And best we can muster is, hey, don't do it again or we might, you know.
It's like a Monty Python episode. I will fart in your general direction if you did it again, eh?
I didn't get your point on the shooter in the incident in Fargo, though. What do you mean there?
All these shooters that we have, one picture. Have you ever seen anything more than one picture of this guy? Who is he? What's the background? We don't know hardly anything about him. We do know Garland came to town, and all of a sudden it's hush-hush. There's something fishy here. Nobody seems to know him.
Well, Craig, we know a lot about him. We know a lot about him. His family, he has ties to Hamas and Hezbollah. His family does. Barakat going back. I don't know about Barakat. Yeah, there's a lot of info out there about him. Yeah, oh yeah, he's.
So that's probably why Garland came to town to set everybody up.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that was a terrorist attack. It was a terrorist attack.
Exactly what that was.
In Fargo, and planned for much worse. And yep. You're right. Yeah, and that's something that didn't get the scrutiny that it should have through this whole thing because of this desire to be politically correct, you know.
And what more would the terrorists want is for. Send a couple over here every now and then, get some shootings going on, and get the gun control nuts to win some and take the guns. Boy, it'd be even more, easier than ever to take control. They need us to get rid of all our guns. Remember that Red Dawn movie?
Why do these happen, Craig, in your view? How do you explain this?
What's that?
These shootings. Yeah.
Well, this last one's obvious. What the hell? The guy was in a psych ward for 2 weeks, and something got missed here, and why? What's going on? It's insane.
It is. Appreciate the call, Craig. Thank you. Listener says, we picked a bad generation to start a World War III. They can't even fight anxiety from being called the wrong pronoun. Close to 10 million illegals by the end of the year. Anxiety won't even make the list of concerns of what's going to happen to this country over the next year. But hey, let's talk about important things like Taylor Swift and her boyfriend. Yeah, there's some truth to that, that's for sure. Texter says, mass shootings are done so the deep state can take your weapons away. There's always that accusation that somehow this is, you know, part of a larger agenda. I would say this. There was a time when I thought that allegation was really a little far-fetched. In other words, how in the world would you stage something like this, right? You know, even like, remember Sandy Hook?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Alex Jones that said that was all staged? So what, we fake all these funerals, we fake the crime scene, we believe every member of law enforcement is in on it. It's far-fetched. I don't buy it. But I have to tell you, when we have a government that has clearly been weaponized against us, and we see examples of that literally in congressional hearings, I don't scoff, as I once did, about the idea of somehow this is part of a bigger agenda, sadly. Texter says, on the speaker outcome, I say this to you, Scott. Oh, you of little faith, Mr. Positivity. I called you Scaredy Cat Scott, so afraid of change in the Republican Party. I don't think I was afraid of change in the Republican Party. I was afraid of how 3 weeks of chaos reflected with a very slim majority to the voting public. I don't want Republicans to lose the majority. I want them to strengthen their majority. Now, having said that, I think the outcome is about as good as it could be here.
Do you think chaos is a good word, though, still now that they got it done? I mean, it's like, I liked one thing. It's like, well, as long as there's no speaker, there's no money to Ukraine. So the purse is locked up right now. So
yeah, I don't think it reflected well on Republicans. But I think, I agree.
They figured it out, thank God.
We got a short attention span. Yeah. We're going to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong about that coming up in a couple of minutes on the program and find out what now. I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out battle. Do you just, okay, everybody sings Kumbaya and we go now, or what happens next?
What we do. Here's the playbook. Let's go.
Texter says, last time I checked, murder is and always has been illegal, regardless of how you accomplish it. Gun-free zones are victim zones.
Yep.
Ask Israel how disarming their citizens worked out for them.
Yep.
Can't argue with any of that. Texter says, Scott, you're correct. It's the absence of God in one's life that allows this to happen. And don't forget, every generation that feels this way, the next generation, it gets worse. And these acts are more acceptable, and human life means less than the last generation. The people who will get us into World War III will be the media, who are constantly lying every day and spreading lies to the American people with no repercussions. Interesting take and well said. Another listener says, the number one statistical difference between those who commit violent crimes against others and those that don't is the absence of fathers. Why are we afraid to identify the destruction of the family as the root cause of crime in America? I'm not afraid of it. Not afraid of it at all. And if we're looking at every answer to the question, how does this happen, why does it happen, that one should be high on the list. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
And I bet you could look on any given weekend in Chicago with the senseless murder that happens there and shootings that happen there. If you go back to the perpetrator, how many of them had fatherless homes? How many of them were lost souls as teenagers? And as a consequence,
Majority of them.
No doubt about it. It really does. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, when we come back, talk about the speaker sweepstakes that now thankfully has ended. After this on What's On Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. Lewiston, Maine police have released some details on the suspect in a mass shooting last night. Police are looking for Robert Card and say he is considered armed and dangerous. Police say that he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor with a recent stay in a mental health hospital. A shelter-in-place order for the city was in effect last night. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed in multiple locations of Lewiston. That's about 150 miles north of Boston. At least 70 of people are being reported as injured. The manhunt continues. Bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to testify at his criminal fraud trial today. He is charged with planning a scheme that saw as much as $10 billion vanish from FTX customers. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your morning where I get you thinking about what's for lunch today. How about PetroServe USA? Meatloaf for lunch today at the Harwood location. Tater Tot, Hot Dish, or Goulash, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's at 12th and I-29. Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Stuffed Peppers in Glendon. Steak Bites on 45th. And Meatloaf also in Castleton today. At a PetroServe USA near you. And they are growing. That new Castleton location is fabulous. And soon another one coming to Wahpeton, too. So they continue to grow. PetroServe USA, Northern Valley up there in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. And, of course, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way to Bemidji and Wahpeton and West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Glendon, Eulin, Ada. I could go on and on and on. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here to make sense of the last 3 weeks in the U.S. House. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I really want a pistachio muffin from the PetroServe Valley City right now that I'm in D.C.
Yeah, the muffins are good. Yeah, they're not as good in the congressional dining room, huh?
I think I've been in the congressional dining room twice.
It's not your jam.
No, not really my jam. I'm too busy to eat sometimes in the mornings anyway.
So, give me your headline on the last 3 weeks.
This is going to go down as one of the biggest cell phones in partisan politics. Nothing about the last 3 weeks was good, with the exception of Mike Johnson is a very good man who I had the opportunity to serve with on judiciary for 2 years. And I think he's going to do a good job at this job, which is maybe the toughest job in all of politics right now.
Is there lasting impacts from this, or do you think this, in the end, will be forgotten?
Internally, there's going to be lasting impacts of this. A lot of this is wonky, and people don't, care about internal conference strife. But in order to wield the majority, you have to control procedure. And if you don't have a majority vote on procedural votes, you really don't have a majority. And that is really essentially where the frustration in all of this started, and it's where we're at now. And I don't know if we have. I still don't know, even with Mike in the chair and all of those things, I don't know if we have a functional majority, because if we can't pass a rule vote, we can't control the floor. And so that is the long-term issue of what is going on. We have rules without consequences, internal conference rules. And if you have rules without consequences, you don't have rules. And with a four-vote majority, you have to have that kind of discipline. Otherwise, you don't control the floor, and that's a real problem.
And some of that, obviously was at the behest of Matt Gaetz and a few others who were preventing things to come to the floor, for instance, that would have sent over to the Senate a couple of nice pieces of legislation on cutting spending and securing the border, and make them say yes or no. And if they say no, then they shut the government down. But that didn't happen. Is there any indication now that these guys are going to say, okay, we didn't like McCarthy, we got a new guy, everybody voted for him, it's a new day, we're not going to play those games anymore?
I think Mike will have a tremendous amount of grace from the conference. In the short term, and mostly because we chewed up a month dealing with this, right? And we chewed up our leader, we chewed up our second leader, we chewed up our whip. That's the top three leadership positions in conference, the top three fundraisers in our conference, and the top three guys that go to every other district in this conference to help get Republicans elected. So, and we now simply don't have, the math isn't on our side for days and time. So we're going to try and pass energy and water approach this week. We're going to go back to doing our appropriations process, but we're going to end up 18 days from now trying to figure out how to not shut the government down again.
So how will this be different than last time in that regard?
I think everybody recognizes the reason we're walking up to this deadline is self-induced from the Republican conference, and the chances of conferencing all of our appropriations bills is almost zero. It wasn't great to begin with, but I think we could have passed, if not all of them but one or two, which would have forced the Senate to the table. So we're going to have to figure out a short-term spending patch. And we can't walk into a government shutdown 18 days after this, whatever this was for the last 3 weeks, and expect our most vulnerable members to survive that. So we have to figure out a way to keep the government open and continue to do the appropriations process.
Some people would say, you know, look, rip the Band-Aid off, shut the government down, and have a real conversation about $33 trillion in debt. But I hear you saying the effect of that is going to be probably you lose the majority.
Yeah, I think if you shut the government down a year from the next election after the complete dysfunction that Republicans have shown for the last month, I think that's a real, real problem for everybody, by the way. People could get primaried over it, but real problem for our most vulnerable members who actually are the majority makers that, you know, give us the gavels so we can find $200,000 checks from Jim Biden to Joe Biden. We don't know that if we don't have the gavels. We just don't. So we have to figure out a way to do this and do spending and do all of those things, but also make sure that we have an opportunity to make our case to the American people in a year.
What's Kevin McCarthy going to do now?
I don't know. He said he's not resigning, and he's not running for, and he is running for re-election, and he is a tremendous amount of wealth and knowledge. You know, that's the one thing that's nice about Mike. I mean, Mike is very close to Jim Jordan. He's very close to Steve Scalise, and he's going to need those relationships because he's trying to build a staff and an operation in the middle of a congressional year, a year out from an election. So everybody, I mean, our leadership for all of the Twitter rage and all of the other things that have gone on over the last month have done a really good job of helping us get this majority, and they are going to do the best they can to help Mike keep this majority.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us on the program today. Questions or comments, welcome. It's 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Is Mike Johnson a uniter now, given the fact he got all the votes? You think that some of the bad blood, the Gates versus, you know, McCarthy, the gang of eight or whatever that were at where they were at, you think that, you know, does everybody recognize, okay, it's time to be adults again here and let's get back to work? Or do you anticipate more of these battles?
Well, I anticipate more of these battles at some point in time. Nothing has proven that won't happen again. With regards to Mike, I have never heard Mike say a bad thing about any other Republican. To be quite honest, I've never really heard him say a bad thing about a Democrat. He's very conservative. He's incredibly intelligent, but he does it in a thoughtful and meaningful way. And if people didn't get the opportunity to listen to his speech on the floor yesterday, I would really recommend it. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It is a lofty goal, to be sure, to bring more decorum and more, you know, reasonable arguments about the things that divide us. And I think he has a real opportunity to do really, really well, and I'm excited for him.
And by the way, some work obviously continued while this was happening, albeit, you know, not on the House floor, but we learned about this $200,000 check you referenced earlier from Joe Biden's brother to Joe Biden, and the paper trail of very suspicious activity that led up to that during this chaos. So obviously there's been investigations at least still continuing, right?
Yeah, and judiciary has had transcribed interviews with three U.S. attorneys related to the Weiss appointment and the Hunter Biden probe. And I mean, there's a lot of information that is coming out that I would be very, very concerned about if I was in the White House. But, and we'll have an opportunity to make that case. But that's, I think, what's so frustrating to me over the last 3 weeks. Nobody is talking about that. Nobody is talking about the things that we're doing. I mean, you know, Scott, every time I'm on your show, this is the vast majority of the calls or texts we get are on these issues. And instead, we're churning through every one of our leadership positions in an attempt to try and elect a speaker after what is an incredibly ill-conceived idea on the motion to vacate. But we're still going to do it. We're going to make the case. These transcribed interviews, it's a little bit like a duck swimming. You know, the duck looks pretty docile above the surface, but his feet are going 100 miles an hour underneath. And even in the middle of running for speaker, Jim Jordan was at every one of these transcribed interviews asking tough questions of people that have some really interesting answers.
When is that going to hit the light of day? When are the subpoenas happening? When is there accountability for the things that the committees have unearthed?
Well, the subpoenas are happening, right? We found the check because we subpoenaed bank documents. That's an oversight. These transcribed interviews are a part of figuring out how and why and who was putting their thumb on the scale in the Hunter Biden investigation. So the answer is you continue to build the case, you continue to build the case, and some of that you keep internal until you know more, and then some of it you release as you have it, which is like what we showed with the $200,000 check. I mean, one way or the other, you can say it's a loan. I haven't seen a loan document yet. I haven't seen an amortization schedule. But regardless, there's obviously direct benefit from foreign governments going through the Bidens. And this is, I mean, at the very least, we know Joe Biden lied about it, and we'll continue to move forward.
Is that a smoking gun in this whole investigation?
I don't know if it's a smoking gun. I mean, it's just continuing. And that's the problem with these kind of financial transactions. I think from a political standpoint, you know, the smoking gun is always what everybody's looking for. But from building a case, this is much more like a legal case than it is a political case. Sometimes you never get the smoking gun. What you get is a totality of evidence that shows very, 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 very clearly that there was things going on that if not illegal, were definitely unethical.
Listener asked the question by text here, and by the way, they're welcome, 701-237-1590, or you can call us at 271-1100. Kelly, are Republicans going to do anything about Biden's Justice Department going after his opponent?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about. We just did transcribed interviews on three different U.S. attorneys associated with all of this, and that's how, I mean, you're going to continue to do those and continue to do those. The key to this, and this is what I think frustrates your listeners and your callers sometimes, is that if you can get them to voluntarily come in, that saves you years. If you subpoena them or force them to come in and they decide to object to that subpoena, you are now dragged into a court fight that exists outside of the realm of a congressional hearing, outside of the realm of a congressional interview, and it really, really slows the process down. So there's always a balancing act between how hard you push, because sometimes slow is steady and steady is fast, versus getting them to cooperate voluntarily, because they don't want to be subpoenaed. They don't want all of that either, particularly the lower level people in these organizations. They don't have the money to hire their own lawyer and fight these things. So the way we do this is we ask them to come in, you negotiate, you try to get it. I think one of the biggest mistakes the Democrats did is they forced everything into court right away. And it took them over a year to get what the witnesses volunteered to do originally.
Short break, back with more. By the way, an update from Maine, 18 people dead now, according to the governor, 13 injured in the shooting, so those numbers are a little lower than had been reported previously, which is obviously great news. More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.md.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Lumberyard is now open. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply. You been there yet? Lumber, drywall, insulation, paint and color match service. They have a design center where you can get ideas. They put all the materials together from there, and they have lots and lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more. Tell them what you want on the shelves. If you don't see it, they're your local hardware store. They want to serve you. Hiring in the lumberyard, too, so stop by and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23 and beautiful but snowy Watford City, North Dakota, today. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Somebody asked during the break, is the defunding of Jack Smith one of the things you can do related to dealing with the weaponization of government?
I mean, it's very difficult in a probes process to defund a specific part of that. But what you can do is, start looking at, this is why approves riders and getting your approves process is done, is so important, because you can dictate it through policy riders and approves bills how and where money is spent, whether it's DOJ, FSA, or all of those things. We had a bunch of amendments in the last approves bill to reduce salaries down to $1, and unfortunately, I don't think any of them passed. But we offered the amendments, and we have the opportunity to do that. So,
Joan has a question for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Joan.
Well, it's more like just to congratulate you guys on the great work you did yesterday. Just wonderful. And I know I just don't think you could have picked anybody than Mike Johnson. And so good for you guys. But could I just to differ on something about it, what went on initially with stopping, you know, when Nat Gaetz stopped everything. I think the majority of the people in the country, the grassroots people, will disagree with you on that, because I don't think a lot of things were getting done. And so I think the reason that they stopped it is there's just too much corruption in the system, too much indebted to too many things like Sequoia Capital, all the different things, you know, the big corporate elites and lobbyists. And so now with Mike Johnson, sounds like he's not indebted to anybody. He just gets the little donations from his people around Louisiana. And so I know that they are worried about fundraising, but I don't think there's going to be a problem. People are so excited about him. This is a big spiritual battle in our country and in the world right now, huge spiritual battle. It's basically what it is. And we have this wonderful constitutional champion and this wonderful Christian man, a wonderful Christian man in the speakership now. And I think he's going to be a great leader, and you're going to find things are going to go, maybe they're going to be tough, but you've got this great leader.
All right, Joan, appreciate the comments. Let's let Kelly respond to anything you would like to there.
I agree with everything she said about Mike Johnson. He is a dear friend of mine. I have had the pleasure and the privilege to serve with him. But whether we like money in politics or not, we don't understand. We don't get to the bottom of these things without winning elections. And winning elections takes an infrastructure, and it takes a national infrastructure. It takes a fundraising infrastructure. And that I am as excited for Mike as everybody, but he's got really big shoes to fill. And there's a reason nobody's ever done this in the middle of a Congress before. And I think the last month proves why.
Another listener says, so we have to take our majority and use it to bow down and cave to liberals just to keep the majority? What is the point of a majority if we don't use it for pushing conservative ideas?
Well, we are pushing conservative ideas. I mean, we put out the most conservative fiscal bill in the history of Congress, and we had 21 people not vote against it. We pushed border security as hard as we could, and we had 21 of our own members vote against it. We're picking the right fights. We just can't get into the ring to pick the fight, and that's what I think the problem is. And you're in divided government. Anything that gets signed into law is going to require 60 senators and the White House to sign it. So you can pick the fights, but you also have to understand that you have to take wins where you get them, and that's the reality of governing in divided government.
Another question. What are you going to do about the border? Hundreds of thousands of military-aged males pouring across the border.
I hope we're re-upping our HR2 fight regarding what's going to happen in the next CR. Unfortunately, we have a month left to do that now. And we know this is a perfect example. We know we're never going to get all of HR2 passed through the Senate. I mean, I wish we could. We're not. So we have to figure out what parts of HR2 actually help solve this problem. I think there's two of them that are really important. One is Remain in Mexico and making it part of law. Two is third party detention for asylum seekers. And that is a really tough vote for Democrats to vote against. So if we can figure out, I still think to push all of HR2 and then recognize what the policy wins we can get. The White House and the Democrats in D.C. just want to give more money. And that is absolutely a terrible idea. It also tends to be their response to everything. Just spend hundreds of millions more of taxpayer dollars. But giving them more money without policy changes is not only going to not help the problem, it's actually going to make it worse.
Well, I have a half minute left, but we're watching, obviously, the horrible situation in Maine regarding the shootings. Many of your Democratic colleagues in the Biden administration are already talking about more gun control. Do you expect that's what is going to be the outcome of this in Congress?
I don't, and I think this is a case. This all broke last night, and you know, I hesitate to comment on things like this until I know for sure what happened. But I don't think any gun control measure was going to affect the National Guard armory. This guy appears to have been in mental health detention not that long ago, and there's a massive failure somewhere along the line. But we got to figure out what happened and figure out how to make sure that kind of thing never happens again. I mean, this isn't a gun store gun. This isn't a, you know, private sale gun. I mean, my understanding, at least from what I understand right now,
Very good point. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time.
Scott Hanlon. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This six-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $29.98 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the 6-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott. Enter the promo code Scott or tell them when you call 800-506-9028. You're using the promo code Scott for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
810.